Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Krantic Industries Limited Q2, H1, and FY 2026 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Satyen Subhash Ora, Promoter, Chairman, and Managing Director, Mr. Sumit Subhash Ora, Promoter and Whole-Time Director. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Ora for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I'm happy to welcome you all to the quarter 2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of Krantic Industries Limited. We truly value this opportunity to engage directly with our shareholders, analysts, and well-wishers. I thank you for joining us today. I trust you have already had the chance to go through the financial results, investor presentation, and press release, which were available on BSE website as well as our company website. These documents capture the highlights of our quarterly and half-yearly performance. In today's session, we will walk you through the key results, share our outlook, and for upcoming quarters. So, Krantic has signed an MOU with Auto Foundry Limited for a long-term machining alliance in Rajasthan. This partnership begins in January 26 for a seven-year term and focuses on integrated manufacturing for the automotive and engineering sectors. This collaboration strengthens geographic expansion, operational efficiency, and value creation for both the companies. We have also received a new purchase order from Ingersoll Rand US in August 2025 for 10 new housing components with a sample order worth ₹9,763 and estimated annual business of $438,000. We have received clearance to begin series production of EV components for ICA Mobility's three-vehicle commercial vehicles. The total potential business now stands at approximately 2 crore INR, supported by an earlier tooling order of ₹5 lakhs. And now hand over the conference to Mr. Satyen Ora for an update on performance of quarter 2 and H1 FY26. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome all our valued shareholders, investors, analysts, and well-wishers to the Q2 and H1 FY25-26 earnings call. I sincerely appreciate your continued interest and the time you have taken to join us today. Industry and economic outlook. India's automotive industry is experiencing strong, broad-based growth driven by rising incomes, improved financing, and a clear shift towards larger vehicles such as SUV. Export momentum is also accelerating, supported by an expanding manufacturing base. Electric vehicles are becoming a key force in this transformation. Supportive policies such as PM E-Drive, PLI schemes, and lower GSTs on EV are pushing adoption higher. Passenger EV sales are rising quickly. EV financing is set to scale, and an auto component sector is localizing and expanding to meet demand across both conventional and electric segment. With strong policy backing, rapid EV uptake, and growing export capabilities, India is increasingly positioned as a global hub for automotive innovation. Meanwhile, the broader economy remains resilient, with GDP growth consistently above 6%, supported by solid consumption infrastructure investment, moderating inflation, and a recovery across manufacturing and services. Now we talk about Q2 and H1 FY26 performance. For standalone financial performance, our total income for Q2 FY26 reached to 21.91 crores, which is a significant 7.6% quarter-on-quarter growth and an impressive 20.7% increase year-over-year. This positive trajectory continued into the half-yearly results, with total income rising to 42.27 crores, reflecting a solid 14.6% growth compared to H1 of FY25. Our Q2 FY26 gross profit also saw a strong boost of 16% quarter over quarter, reaching to 10.21 crores, which is a YOY of year-on-year growth of 26.3%. These gains are critical in maintaining the healthy margins and driving our overall profitability. Our quarterly EBITDA performance was particularly robust this quarter, growing by 27% to 4.05 crores and achieving an impressive 85.5% year-on-year increase. The margin expansion from 15.9% to 18.7% underscores our operational efficiencies we have been able to implement. Similarly, our profit before depreciation and tax surged by 32.2% quarter over quarter to rupees 3.45 crores and by an outstanding 124% compared to last year, reinforcing the strength of our core operations. Furthermore, our profit before tax skyrocketed by the astonishing 73.8% to 1.75 crores. These figures translate into a half-yearly PBT growth of 124%. Our PAT also followed a similar trajectory, nearly doubling quarter over quarter to 1.3 crores and demonstrating a phenomenal year-over-year rise of 38.8% in a half-year period. Q2 and H1 FY26 results reflect strong revenue growth along with significant improvements in profitability and operational efficiency. These results position us well for continued success and sustained momentum in the coming quarters. We remain focused on delivering value to our stakeholders and building on this project positive trajectory. Outlook and our strategy. Despite recent headwinds, we have made steady strategic progress over the past few quarters. We are intensifying efforts to improve efficiency, reduce cost, and strengthen operational discipline. Our strong order pipeline reflects the resilience of our business model and the confidence placed in us by domestic, global, and increasingly tractor segment OEMs. Our footprint in the EV segment continues to expand. This quarter, we have secured another order from a Pune-based electric commercial vehicle manufacturer, Eka Mobility, further validating our capabilities in the clean mobility space. Looking ahead, our priorities are clear. We will continue investing in technology, upgrading the smart factory infrastructure, increasing automation in machining and strengthening process controls to enhance quality, reduce waste, and improve working capital efficiency. Parallelly, we will diversify across customers, geographies, and sectors by scaling exports and deepening our presence across EV, industrial, commercial vehicles, and tractor domains. Financial discipline remains central to our approach. We will manage cost carefully, optimize capital allocation, and balance growth investment with cash flow stability. Our growth roadmap includes expanding our product portfolio with new precision components for emerging segments such as EVs, commercial vehicles, tractors, and other off-highway applications. We also plan to pursue strategic partnerships and strategic partnership with OEMs and technology companies to co-develop differentiated high-margin components. Additionally, we aim to enter select non-automotive engineering segment leveraging our group company Foundry to broaden our revenue base. On the sustainability front, we will scale renewable energy adoption, enhance water recycling system, deploy energy efficient equipment, and improve overall resource utilization to reduce both our cost as well as our carbon footprint. Thank you, and I look forward for your discussion during question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and one again. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad.
Right.
The first question is from the line of Roshan Power from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have realized that the revenue is there is a decline in the revenue in the PCCO metal subsidiary. So can you comment on the margins and the factors?
There is a slight decline revenue in Q2 or in PCCO metal. Means it is marginally less than 3%, close to around 3% decline, because a few of the products volumes were a bit fluctuating in October, November. In terms of margin, we have in Q1, Q2, we have already achieved the break-even in Preciso, where we have break-even at least at the EBITDA level. We are at 12-13% EBITDA level in Preciso. However, still the company has a good potential, which is right now we are hardly at a close to around 40% capacity utilization there. So that there we have a good potential to increase the business. We are banking on few products also, which are recently under development, as well as a few samples which are submitted, and the development process is going on. So we expect a strong recovery in PCCO starting Q4 onwards, as well as next financial year.
Understood, sir. And sir, if I see the Kandi Industries on the what is the revenue-wise segment performance, and which segment has shown a strong performance?
Segmental-wise, actually, we don't have a different segmental revenue we are monitoring. If you go with market segment-wise, definitely tractor is our major segment, where our close to around 65-68% revenue comes from tractor. Another by then EV and commercial vehicles is there. In considering future something, we have few non-automotive segments where we have grabbed some big orders, like from Universal Rand as well as from Bonsi Glowly. So these are under development. Few of Bonsi Glowly parts have already started productions, and few are under development. So we expect a good product revenue mix coming in next 3 to 4 quarters. Yes.
And sir, what is the current order book visibility?
Current order book wise, we are right now at a monthly monthly sales revenue rate of somewhere around 8 to 8.5 crores.
8 to 8.5 crores.
Yeah, this is what we have a current monthly, but the future projection for January from Q4 onwards is there. In addition to this, our Jaipur facility, what we will be started in January, that will add out to the further revenue of around 4-4.5 crores in the, this is what I estimated in Q4.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, you mentioned that our order, monthly order that is currently 8.5 crore will increase to, will increase by 4 to 4.5 crore with the universal auto foundry agreement.
Yes.
So what kind of lease rental are you expecting from this? And what is the capacity that is currently that we have, and what is the capacity that will be added with this agreement?
With this agreement in our Jaipur facility, we'll be adding another 48 machines in our kitty. Right now we have close to around 80 machines operations in Pune plant, in all the three plants in Pune. Then another 48 machines are getting added with that Jaipur facility. What we have done is, in our, as per our MOU, we have taken their complete machine shop on our operation lease basis. So the, for the period of 7 years, the details are already in the public. Lease rental wise, there is currently we have decided, we have finalized our lease, the rental for that plant facility for next 3 years, and then future it will be further, as for mutual discussion, it will be further added, further discussion validated. And then third point, what you come about capacity utilization. Right now in Pune facility, we are at a capacity utilization close to around 65 to 68%. With the new products what we have added, we expect this to go to close to around 75-78% by the end of this financial year. Jaipur facility, it is yet to assay, but right now the capacity utilization, whatever the plant is running, which is somewhere around 50-55%, maybe the capacity utilization. This is just our based on due diligence assessment, what we have done it. The operations, it will started in January, and then we will optimize the product utilizations and capacity utilization accordingly. And we expect this is the revenue, what is mentioned, what is estimated is the current business, which is already running over there, which will be coming into our kitty from January onwards. And in further addition, based on capacity utilization, new product addition, for the revenue increase, is expected over there.
Yes, sir. So, is it fair to assume that the capacity in the Jaipur that we are taking on lease, that capacity could help us add 100 crore revenue to our business? Is that a fair understanding?
Not 100 crores.
See, it will add to around 20 to 22 crores. In next financial year.
Next financial year.
It is this 4 crores I said is the contribution in next quarter, Q4. It is close to around 1.5 crores per month. Yeah.
Okay, so 20 crore is the optimum revenue potential of this facility?
This is based on the current availability of business and the available scope of work.
So, is it fair to assume that if it's operating at 50% utilization currently, it can at least do 40 crores revenue once Kranti takes it over?
Yes.
Over a period of time.
Got it, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, our margin has very nicely improved from single digits that we were doing in all FY24 and 25 to closer to mid-teens during the past 3 quarters. So why is that? And can we expect to maintain this going forward?
See, the margins are improved from close to around 12% to 18.5%. What we are optimizing, that is because of few product mix and few new product development additions, as well as some export order addition. What we expect on a conservative basis also, we will be somewhere around 16.5-17% margin in a long run with all the operations into place.
Yes. With the revenue.
Got it. And sir, this is the reason, the product mix is the reason why our gross margins have improved as well. Is it?
Yes.
So currently, are we doing only machine and precision products? And earlier, were we doing casting components? Was that the reason why our margins were low for the past 2 to 3 years?
No. Actually, you see, there are two things to understand. The combination of products what we were doing is now, if you see, we have improved our kitty on non-automotive more. So that those are more and exports. These are the two areas where high margins are being generated. So we are concentrating on those sectors as well. With high volume, definitely high volume of automotive. So balance out we are doing now, and that is one reason. Secondly, if you see the capacity utilization, we are improving year on year. That utilization again is helping to reduce down our fixed cost, which is about a good amount of high fixed cost in manufacturing. So normally in manufacturing industry, the more you improve your capacity utilization, the margins tend to improve. So these are the fundamentals which is affecting. This also includes the impact on even the partition of our group of subsidiary company also. Because there last year we were working below break-even margin, break-even capacity. Now we are first quarter on the cross break-even at the EBITDA level.
Yeah.
Okay. So that answers
That answers my question. Just sir, final question from him. Sir, the incremental capacity that will come in Jaipur, sir, so considering lease outflow and everything, will we still be able to maintain the 16.5-17% EBITDA margin?
Yeah, definitely.
Got it. And sir, on the lease, sir, can we expect it to be around 4 to 5 crores or that is much higher, it should be higher or lower?
No, it is much lesser than in initial first 2 years, it is lesser. Because we have worked out the MOU accordingly. It will be close to somewhere around 1.5 crores for financing.
Got it, sir. Sir, that was from my end. Thank you so much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Roshan Power from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, a follow-up question. How is the fund of preferential issue is being, how it is, which, how much is it being utilized, has been utilized?
Our total preferential was around 12.8 crores. Out of that, last 1.5 crores is yet to be received from the investor. Balance has been received, and the utilization has been in towards, as well as the details are already given, but as well as for the working capital and few capex, my marginal capex addition which we have done in last year. Almost all the money was received in last financial. In the first six months, we have not received any money. Close around 1.5 crores is yet to be received.
Okay, sir. And sir, any plans for in the future for fundraising?
Right now, on immediate basis, we are not working for that. But not in this financial year. Let's see, after once we close this preferential round and we achieve some good 100 crores and odd revenue, post that we will be further for capacity. Once we achieve to that, our capacity optimization is close to 75-80%, then we'll go for further capex and maybe for the fundraising. Yes.
Okay, sir. And sir, on the Universal Foundry, you have mentioned that the margins, the revenue expectations. But can you give more, what is the future plan? Means how we can, it aligns to the company's goals.
Okay. So if you see, understand Universal Foundry, basically their core competency and our core competency are towards complementing each other, basically. And secondly, the future is that Universal will concentrate on their core competency of producing good castings for various customers. And Kranti will be concentrating on doing machining, which is our obviously our core competency. And this arrangement is that for next 7 years, when we are working together, for future, all business, whichever happens in Jaipur, for that, either the casting from Kranti will be bought from Universal, or if Universal has some orders, then machining will be done by Kranti. This is a arrangement we have, or the understanding we have. So it is in like kind of exclusivity clause between us, and that is how it will be accommodating our future value.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is your comments on the future growth of the company, on mainly on the profitability and EBITDA margin level overall?
Yeah, what I said is on the at a blended level on the conservative with all types of product and everything. We expect that we will be stabilizing at a EBITDA margin of around 16.5% to 17%. Revenue-wise, this we expect at least a minimum double-digit growth in all next coming 2-3 years, because that is the view what we have added in terms of new product addition, new customers also what we are focusing. Also, we are developing our team also accordingly, so that the revenue streams are mapping with that. The same way we are, that is the reason we went with that Jaipur acquisition also, Jaipur project also, and few other additions, projects, export customers, what we are typing up. So definitely stabilizing EBITDA at around 16-17% and a double-digit business growth every year on year. At least for next 3 years, that is a clear visibility what we demand, we see.
Okay, sir. Thank you for the response, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand the invested close to 35-36 crores into fixed asset over the past 4 years. But our revenue has been stagnant at 90 crores and it declined to 78 crores in FY21. So why is that?
That I told you. That it was basically because of different product mix. Initially, if you say 3 years down the line, we were only focused into one pure particular segment. And there were a few much value record, lesser value addition parts, which were, that was only contributing to the top line. So we have fixed our product portfolio also. So to increase our margin, now we are concentrating more on a high margin products, which gives an optimum utilization either for our initial capacity as well as gives some good business potential accordingly.
Got it. And sir, what are our debt reduction plans going forward?
Debt consolidation is the plan. We are targeting to have be a net debt-free company by 2032. But being a heavy capex industry, this we are balancing our if you say last 2 years, we are balancing our further capex in with the combination of equity and debt.
Got it. So that was from my answer. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. That would be the last question for the day. Now, I hand over the floor to Mr. Sachin Ora for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to our board of directors for their guidance, our employees for their dedication, and our customers for the trust, and our shareholders for the unwavering support. The result of this quarter reflects our collective commitment to making Kranti Industries stronger, more resilient, and more competitive in the years ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
On behalf of Kranti Industries Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q2 H1 FY26 earnings call. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event, and we kindly request that you now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.